Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 115, Kuf Tet Vav. Why do miracles occur? In general, God lets nature take its course, lets man make his choices. Sometimes in moments of intense love, God changes nature. Why? As we mentioned at the outset of Hallel, it may have to do with reflecting a deserving person or nation who is worthy of this unique break in the natural order of the world. It often acts as an exclamation to all that God's people are beloved and chosen. However, we must always be cautious to not allow that election to be misconstrued as elitism or false worthiness. We must not confuse our redemption with spiritual arrogance. In fact, never once in the narrative of the Exodus story is there a reference to the worthiness of Israel. The holiday is a scathing rebuke of Egypt and its lack of God consciousness, rather than a meritorious display of affection to his cherished people who deserve it. In this context, Psalm 115 delivers a powerful intellectual blow, starting with the word lo lanu. It's not about us. We're confronted with humility, indeed anonymity. Lo lanu, because it's really about your honor, God. It's not about ours. We recognize the battle waging between the King of Kings and the dark forces in the world that reject him, and we join in the mission to enlighten about truth, absolute kindness, and trusting in God. Lo lanu Adonai lo lanu, ki l'shimcha tein kavod al chasdecha l'amitecha. Not for us, O Lord, it's not about us, but rather to your name give honor for your loving kindness and your truth. Lama yamru agoyim ayeinai Eloheihem ve'eluheinu b'shamayim kol asher chafetz asah. Why should the nation say, where is their God? But our God is in the heavens, whatever pleased him he has done. Atzabeim kesef v'zav ma'aseh yedei adam pe'lehem lo yidaberu enayim lehem lo yiru oznayim lehem lo yishmau af lehem lo yichun yadein lehem lo yishun gleim v'lo yalechu lo yehu yigu begronam k'mohem yoseim o kol asher b'teach b'hem. A treatise on idolatry. But our God is not in the heavens. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they can't speak. They have eyes, but they can't see. They have ears, but they can't hear. Noses, but they can't smell. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak with their throat. They are like them, those that make them, all those who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Yisrael betach ba'adonai, Ezra meginam hu, Beit Aron betchu ba'adonai, Ezra meginam hu, Yirei Adonai betchu ba'adonai, Ezra umiganam hu. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Those who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The psalm splits into two. This is where it breaks in hollow. When you say a half hollow, it stops right here. Two symmetrical halves, with the former invoking Israel, house of Aaron, and the fearers of God. That's 9, 10, and 11, which talk about calling out to God and the house of Aaron and the fearers of God. Those are all calling out to trust God, while the latter, the second half, invokes God to respond to the same players in the blessing in verse 12 and 13, as we'll see. So the first half makes reference to the irrationality and ultimate uselessness of engaging in idolatry, with a call to segments of the population to internalize that fact and to believe that God truly assists in defense. Verse 9 begins with Israel, then moves to the priestly elite, Beit Aharon, and then expands to all in the world who fear God to put their trust in him, Yirei Hashem. This trust is an act of blind faith, for until verse 12, there is no reaction from God. We are left hanging on a precarious religious cliff, wondering if we have enough courage to place our faith in God without assurance of protection. For this reason, on days which exude absolute and complete joyousness, full hollow, an acknowledgement of God's blessing, the full chapter is recited. But on days where there's a breakdown in full-blown blessing, the psalm is broken down into the faith portion without the blessing. The second half of the psalm assures the faithful of God's remembrance, protection, and blessing. Adonai Yizcharanu Yivarech. Yivarech et Beit Yisrael, Yivarech et Beit Aaron, Yivarech Yirei Adonai, Ektanim in the Gdolim. God remembers us. He will bless the house of Israel, bless the house of Aaron,
Bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Yosef Adonai Aleichem Aleichem V'Abnechem. God will add and increase you and your children. Bruchim Atem L'Adonai Oseh Shamayim V'Aretz. Blessed are you to the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Hashamayim Shamayim L'Adonai V'Aretz Natan L'Bnei Adam. The heavens are the heavens of the Lord. The earth he gave to the children of men. Lo Ametim Yahalluyah V'Lo Kol Yerdei Duma. The dead will not praise the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. Hallelujah. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forever. Hallelujah. The psalm exhorts Israel and the elite class and all God-fearing people to believe, not to take pride or pleasure in the comfort of God's zone. It reminds us all that the world might be anthropo-oriented, but it's still theocentric, to paraphrase Rav Soloveitchik, which means that, yes, the world is around about people, but its focus is on God. Therefore, we say, lo lanu, it's not about us. It's about God. Ki l'shimcha tein kavod. And yet, ultimately, verses the second half, the last half of the second half, verses 6 to 18, walk us back from that notion that it's only about God. After all, verse 16 reminds us of the delicate balance between heaven and earth, with heaven being God's domain and the earth being man's. We recall that humans are engaged in praising God, and therefore we should not ignore him, the human aspect, completely. The dead cannot praise him. The land belongs to us, as is the responsibility to survive, endure, ensure our future and the future of mankind. We need to follow the path through humility and trust to reach a point where we will all bless God from now until eternity.